Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where you put 2 minutes on the clock and I read off headlines and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Just based off the headline, we know you're struggling to get out of the house in the morning, making kids' lunches. Who has time to scroll through the internet? We do. How about the pink tax? Women pay more for stuff than men do.
Yeah, I believe it.
This is something I knew, but I didn't know how extreme it was. So I knew that like razors and shampoo are upcharged, a higher tax than other items, especially for women. That is considered the pink tax. But it extends all the way from your kids. Toys and accessories for girls are higher, and clothes are protective gear like helmets taxed at a higher rate than men's.
Crazy.
Or boys' toys or boys' helmets. Didn't know that.
Really?
I didn't know helmets were included.
Yeah.
Me neither. Women even pay higher for senior homes' healthcare products. They pay more for common items from the beginning of their lives to the end of their lives.
Wow.
That sucks. Worst Halloween candy.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say Kevin's Dots.
Oh, no, I love
Smarties.
Dots.
Smarties should be up there.
I love Smarties.
Necco wafers.
It's chalk. It's the, okay.
Yeah.
Smarties did make the list at 5. Wafers at 3.
Yep.
2, candy corn.
Yep.
Number 1, circus peanuts. That can't count. Who hands out circus peanuts?
Oh, people do that.
Do they really still do that?
Really?
All right.
Oh, terrible.
$11,000 burger.
Nope. Keep it moving.
Okay. Guys, if you're using this online dating site, these are these magic words that make sure you get a date.
Keep it moving.
Don't care? All right.
No.
What's the best time of day to make a tough decision?
Ooh, when?
10 o'clock in the morning.
Right, really? After the show ends.
Yeah, that's true. That's when the brain area is responsible for concentration and focus the most active. I think that's if you get up at a normal time. Like, if you get up at, like, 7 or 3 hours into your day, if you get up at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, Kevin needs to make decisions at 4 a.m.
Right.
Perfect.
Watch out, people.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Any grown adults sleep in their car? Like, honestly, like, you know what? Just road tripping it. I'm not getting a hotel. I'm just going to crash in the car, sleep in the hotel, or sleep in the car to save money on the hotel. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. When is the last time you slept in your car? Or maybe you just like did a, you had to sleep in your car for like a full on car nap. Like, hey, I got one. I'm not talking like a 15 minute dozer. I'm talking like actually did like a car nap, like full on 60 minutes or so. AB had to travel for work. And one of the, you know, the travel for work things is they'll give you the money and you just buy the hotel, whatever it is. So AB was like trying to pull one over on the company. He was like, I'll sleep in my car.
Yeah. So I had to drive 4 hours to film something for a client. So drove the 4 hours, filmed it. And I was like, I mean, why don't I just sleep in my car, pocket the money that was supposed to go to a hotel? I think I would have been able to fall asleep very easily. All I would have had to do is just change in my car, change into my pajamas, bring a blanket, and I think I would have been totally fine. But my parents kept being like, that's not safe.
Everybody kept telling me it's not safe. I feel
overnight, especially.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm not like a mid, you know, 20s female. And I don't know if I would feel comfortable sleeping in my car, but I also get it. I'm also like, I used to do this, but I feel like you don't do that as an adult, right? Like I did this when I used to go visit my wife, at like college, you know, in the dorm room, you're not supposed to have a guy spend the night. The first, like her freshman year, I think my wife was like a little bit nervous to have me do that. And then so I slept in my car and then eventually realized you can actually break the dorm room. But that was like the last time I did
it. Yeah, no
I
mean, one follows that.
No one followed it. The first year, the first time I did sleep in my car because she's like, I don't want to get in trouble. And then we realized, oh, everyone does it. And that was the last time I did this as an adult.
Hannah's caught me recently taking a full-on nap in my car because I don't know what we were doing. We were filming something and then we had time in between before we had an appearance. Mm-hmm. And I think I took an hour and a half long nap in my car.
I don't see a problem with sleeping in your car.
Like overnight?
Yeah, I don't see a problem. Yeah, I mean, I don't see a problem with it.
Like safety-wise, you'd feel comfortable?
I mean, if you were in a... You got to be smart about where you park. Like, I took a pretty long nap. It was after the show, and then I had to drive far for a client. And in between, I pulled over and took, like, quite a bit of a nap. But I just made sure I parked in a good area.
Like a Target parking lot? Like, what do you Target?
Yeah,
like?
Where would you
kind
go?
Of parking lot are we looking for?
Like a gated parking lot?
Home
like
goods.
Like a police precinct parking lot or something.
Would they let you do that?
I don't think so. I was going to say, like, that could be the worst
one. Because
I would
consider. Right. Just lean back in the seat. They're not going to be looking in. Don't make it noticeable.
No. I think you got to pick a store.
Right.
There's good quality. There's good quality stores and bad quality stores. Like, you know, like... You know, an Office Depot, good quality store, I don't know. But, like, you can't do the police because the police won't let you do that.
Right.
I did a doctor's office when I took my
doctor's
nap.
Office, great example. Usually pretty a safe neighborhood. All right.
I used to do a school, but I had permission. When my daughter went to her deaf school when she was younger, I, you know, had all this time in between, you know, work and when she got out of school. And I didn't want to make the hour drive home and then back. So the school... let me sleep in my car in their parking lot. They actually offered a room at the school. You know, hey, you can sleep in here. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
You should have done that.
No. I mean, so I would take those power naps, hour and a half naps my car every day.
You got to find like a fancy Starbucks. You know, there's good Starbucks and there's fancy Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And then if you get busted by the police, they're like, why are you sleeping in your car? I'm like, just waiting for Starbucks to open. I just fell asleep. You don't need my coffee. It's 2 a.m. Like,
I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's that scary? Okay.
No.
I'm curious if anyone else has done it. I don't think any adults have done this. So AB didn't do it for safety reasons. Anyone else sleep in their car, save money. Maybe you're road tripping it and you thought you could make the overnight trip. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to pull over here.
Yeah.
I can't make it. 855-444-MEGA. When's the last time you slept in your car as an adult? 855-444-6342. When's the last time, like, you're an adult, Did you sleep in your car? You're like, hey, I'm road tripping it. I'm just tired. I thought I was going to be able to make it overnight. Don't make it. Or maybe you're just trying to be cheap and save money on a hotel. You're like, you know what? I'm going to, you know, instead of, staying at the hotel, just pull over, find a comfortable spot, pull the blanket and pillow on the back, 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Sometimes it depends on your job. Susie, you do this like 3-4 days a week, sleeping in your car, huh?
Yeah, when I was a general manager for a major chain restaurant, a lot of times I would work open to closes multiple days in a row, and I had a 45-minute drive home, so I would just park my car right under one of the cameras and sleep in the back of my car.
You're like, I'm going to be here to open this place in a few hours. Oh, wow. It's not even
now
worth
that
it.
That is called grinding.
That's grinding.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, we wouldn't get out of there until 1 a.m., and then I had to be back at 4. So there was no point to drive 45 minutes to sleep for an hour to drive 45 minutes back. It was pointless.
Now you own the store, right?
No, I actually no longer work for that company.
Sayonara. I can only do this for so long.
I need some sleep.
Greg, you say this is like you were counting the hours as we were talking. Like, how many hours have I slept in a bed, and how many hours have I slept in the car, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm up late, making kid lunches, getting some work done. You know, you get to sleep when you get to sleep. You got to get up early and get it all going again. So, like, I'll look at my day and I'll be like, okay, I got like 4 or 5 hours last night. Where can I squeeze something in? You know, most of the time, it's like all the other parents waiting for the kids at practice rather than driving home and back, or, you know, you're early for one kid and it saves you time. I mean, there's parents lined up, you know, like all the cars are lined up.
Rest stop.
We're all snoozing. Oh, yeah. So this is,
the kids' like pickup line. You know who gets there early is everyone who wants to get a quick car nap in for the kids' pickup line.
That's right.
It's a tough business. It's great, Craig. Thank you so much for the call. Georgia, you actually did a road trip for 6 months, and to save money to do this road trip, you slept in the car, huh?
Holy cow.
I did. So I took a 6-month leave of absence, and I just I didn't really have a place to stay. And so what I did have was my car. And so I was just like, let me just go on a road trip. And so I went to all the places in the Northeast and in Canada that I've always wanted to visit. And I used points for hotels every 2 nights. And so I stayed in my car 2 nights, hotel 1 night, or I did pet sitting. And earlier this year, I did a 2-week road trip throughout the West, like the Four Corners states and everything.
I've always wanted to do that.
All in my car. And just this weekend, I had a really quick overnight road trip to Oklahoma and slept in my car. So, and I wanted to just comment on, I think it was Hannah, but on one of the comments she said, just in terms of like, where is a safe place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I obviously have to consider, especially because I'm also a Black woman. And so I'm really mindful of like sundown cities and rather rural areas and, you know,
well said.
Whether or not I'm going to be safe. And so emergency room parking lots are amazing.
That would make sense.
Particularly because if you need to wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, emergency rooms are always open.
So experienced, really smart. First off, another thing that we don't have to consider as a Black woman. So thank you for pointing that out. And the other thing I thought was so interesting about is so many people say they want to see the world or see the country, and they say they can't do it because they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people. You're out there seeing the world and making it happen whatever way you can.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
Thank you so much for the call. That was such an interesting conversation about different layers and dynamics that we had on the radio right now. That was so cool. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for being part of the Brett Mega Show. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for getting through the middle of the week with the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you listening and hanging out with us. Hannah's got all the entertainment news coming up in the Hollywood hashtag.
Yeah, Britney Spears' ex-husband is about to drop a memoir, and the tea is hot. I'll let you know what's going on next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So, I really wish I could share a positive story about Britney Spears, but unfortunately, some bad press was released about her yesterday. So, her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, is releasing a memoir called You Thought You Knew, which already the title is, like, really interesting to me. And a part of it actually reads about how Brittany would apparently stand in their son's room with a knife. And the kids would wake up and Brittany would just be like standing there with a knife and then run off with no explanation. What?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Disturbing.
It's crazy for him. I'm going to defend Brittany on this a little bit. If he thought it was a threat to his kids, then he should have done something back then about
it. Yeah.
Not release it in a memoir because you need money, bro. Like, I don't. It is obvious that what Brittany has been through is a extreme amount of trauma and she is struggling. That is clearly evident to all of us. This feels like he's exploiting his kids. It feels like he's exploiting his ex-wife. This is the mother of your kids. This is the mother of your kids. And so for me, it feels so wrong and icky to release this in a memoir. And I'm so disgusted by him. I think most people are reacting like, I can't believe Brittany did that. And I'm like, I can't believe you're doing that. Like, this feels so messed up.
I feel like all around it's crazy. And what's even crazier to me is this memoir like fully isn't released yet. It's released on October 21st. So I can't imagine all the stories that we're about to get. Like, this might just be like a tell-all Britney tea spill in this book. So
that's 100% going to be doing that because the guy needs money.
Yeah,
that's kind of what Britney's team like came out and said. She has a representative that came out and said like he's just trying to get press. And I don't know, all around, it's a bad look all around. It feels like a car accident to me.
I agree. Like, it does feel like, oh my God, I'm worried about Brittany if she was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if she was doing that, then why didn't you go to the police? Why didn't you go to do something back then? Like, that feels like if you were actually concerned, you would do. And not just like, you know what, I got some good tea.
This book. We should have already kind of heard about some behavior like this.
Yeah.
Early on.
I mean, maybe,
you know?
They did address it.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
And we just didn't know.
Yeah, sometimes they keep that stuff under wraps.
Yeah, I mean,
right
maybe
about that.
Her team was protecting that with everything they could.
It just feels icky all around, like you said.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
All right, let's see who can get the Megamind question of the day correct. Over the last 40 years, the number of people who do this has dropped by 70%.
I'm going to say watch cable TV.
Oh, good.
Like, that's
guess.
How they watch their shows. It's not off streaming. It's off of like legit cable TV.
Prime time. All right, Kevin.
I think it's actually walked to work.
All right. Back in my day, we would walk even in snowstorms.
Right.
I think it's call somebody on the phone.
Great answers, guys. All these things are just old-fashioned, and Kevin does all of them, including this one. But you guys did not get it correct, but Kevin does do this one, too. Over the last 40 years, the number of people who do this has dropped by 70%. Kevin still does it today. What is it? 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, the answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
All right, got the answer to the Megamind question of the day here. Over the last 40 years, the number of people who do this has dropped by 70%. Everyone on the show announced some old-school-y things. And, like, Hannah, what was yours?
I said cable TV.
Kevin still watches cable TV. Kevin, what was yours?
I said walk to work.
Kevin can't walk to work.
No, I can't walk to work.
But what if he could?
That'd be a long haul.
Because I'm thinking 70 years ago, people were closer to their jobs. They kind of lived where they worked.
All right. Mm-hmm. AB, yours was?
I said calling people on the phone.
Kevin, still caller. Kevin, you do this one.
An alarm clock?
Take a bath.
Oh!
Kevin is a bath guy. Yeah. Over the last 40 years, the number of people taking like a daily bath has dropped by 70%. Kevin, just still holding strong there.
You're not taking it away from me, America.
AB is a huge reader and is really good at picking out books for people. We've actually done this on the show, and listeners are like, oh my God, AB suggested a book for me and loved it, and then maybe became a reader. So we gave her her biggest project yet, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah just can't read. I mean, can't be a reader.
Yeah, fix that, please.
And so we asked her to pick out a book and see if we can teach Hannah how to read or become a reader. AB, you've done it? You've picked out a book?
I did, but I'm nervous.
Okay, we're going to find out what book Hannah picked out, what book AB picked out for Hannah next on The Brett Magga Show. If you are a non-reader and have always wanted to become a reader, We've come to the right place, the Brett Maga Show. AB is a big-time reader. What was your goal to read? How many books this year?
30 books this year.
Are you going to come closer? Are you going to be able to do it?
I think so, but it's cutting it close.
Really? So yes. Close to 30 books in 1 year. Big-time reader. And we've even done this on the show. If listeners have called in and said, hey, can you suggest a book for me? Because AB is really good at suggesting books. Her sister Kate was like this, non-reader, wanted to become a reader, loved it. Same me. I do actually like to read. I don't have time to read. And the thing that needs to keep my time is like a book that just I can't put down. AB suggested a book, finished it this year, couldn't put it down. But this is her biggest project yet.
I know. I feel like there's so much pressure now that I've recommended so many books and people have loved so many books. Yes. Like, Hannah's going to be the one to be like, I hated that.
You know, I'll be honest. I know. I won't lie.
Remember the guy, Eric, who had said that yes. He was a listener? He said he would, like, wanted the suggestion. And then when we called him to come on the air, he just said he ghosted us. I still think he finished that book. He still texts me, like, now. He's like a regular, like, texter friend of mine. This is the type of relationships you either build them or break them over book club. AB, welcome to AB's book club. Hannah, what type of books in the past have you tried to read and not liked? Or which ones have you actually finished? Have you ever finished a book before?
I mean, in school, I just have never been a reader because every time I read, I fall asleep. Like, nothing can entertain me that much. I'm just...
You've never finished a book outside of school?
I don't think so, no.
Wow. Wow. AB looks so nervous.
I took all of that into consideration when I was picking out her book, though.
Really?
I want to get into reading, though. I want to find something that entertains me.
So I chose a book by Colleen Hoover, but it's not one of her romance books. It's the one book that isn't a romance book. It's called Verity.
Okay.
There's a movie coming out for this.
There's a movie coming out for this that Anne Hathaway's in. So I feel like that also makes it a little bit more fun that you get to read it before the movie comes out.
Is it scary?
Yes.
Oh!
Is it? I've read the back of this cover, and I felt like it had like a spooky, weird vibe, so I didn't read it.
I have no idea what this is about.
Yeah, tell me what it's about.
Well, to be honest, I read this book so long ago, I barely remember it.
Oh, great.
But it's something that I did read, I remembered liking. Both my sisters just read it over the summer and loved it, and then two of my friends, this is their favorite book ever.
Okay.
So it's a very well-liked book. And I took into consideration the fact that you fall asleep while reading because I used to be the same way too. But I feel like it's not going to really, really scare you, but it's creepy enough.
It'll leave a chill down my spine.
And there's like enough cliffhangers at the end of every chapter and stuff like that that you'll want to keep reading more.
What is it? So tell her, explain to her what it's about.
I don't know what it's about.
Are you serious?
For me? It's scary?
You'll have to read to find out.
I read the back of this book, so I think, and I can see you looking at your notes, and I see you looking down. I think someone goes to investigate someone else's writings from back in the day, right? And they're like,
it's not historical.
No, I can't do anything historical.
She goes to study like someone else is an author or something like that, and goes to like. Reach out.
This is
to
a
them.
Horrible description.
Sure.
Is that what it's about?
Ish. I'm telling you, my memory's horrible. I don't really remember what it's about. I just know that it's creepy.
So creepy and me going.
I'm looking up Verity right now. One of the things that popped up instantly was it is moderately to almost very spicy.
Oh, that I don't remember, but you're in for a real treat.
Okay. Spicy horror?
They said it's in the thriller content. And it's slightly controversial. Mm. So this does sound like it would be Hannah's category.
I'm also thinking that while you read it, I might also reread it so that
book club
we can talk about it because I genuinely don't really remember anything.
Okay. Well, if anyone knows what Verity's about, because our girl doesn't.
Let us know.
I think it's about like she goes to like research the old writings. But yeah, so now you have to pick up a book and start reading it. And we'll check in with you like we checked in with our boy Eric.
Okay, maybe I'll ghost you. Like he did.
She just stops doing the show. Stop. The book is so bad.
When did Hannah leave the show? When we told her to read Verity? That ended it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.